I want to take a second to remind you to sign up for the Poso Daily Brief. It is completely free. It'll be one email that's sent to you every day. You can stop the endless scrolling, trying to find out what's going on in your world. We will have this delivered directly to you, totally for free. Go to humanevents.com/Poso. Sign up today. It's called the Poso Daily Brief. Read what I read for show prep. You will not regret it. Humanevents.com/Poso. Totally free. The Poso Daily Brief.
This is what happens when the fourth turning meets fifth generation warfare.
A commentator, international social media sensation, and former Navy intelligence veteran.
This is Human Events with your host, Jack Posobiec.
Deliver us from evil.
Look, I think the thing with Haley is that she's defining Nguyen as, she probably won't say it, but not necessarily defeating Trump for the nomination, but weakening him.
The defamation damages trial involving writer E. Jean Carroll is set to resume in New York. Trump and his attorneys claim he wants to testify in his own defense, but it's unclear if he actually will take the stand.
We're fundamentally changing the economy of this country, and everybody's getting a little worried about it.
Like Trump, Hitler was also viewed as a clown, a goon, who could be kept in line.
My plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all. And corruption it is. We will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy.
Do we have a southern border?
Yes, ma'am. Of course we do.
Then how come people can flow across it every single day? Hundreds and thousands of people over the 300,000 people in December.
We're working very hard to try to fix that, Martha. That's why we need congressional action.
If we have a president that doesn't want to secure the border, let's close the border until we get a president that actually is going to enforce our laws.
We're talking about nearly $800 million that Chicago and Illinois have put towards taking care of these migrants who have arrived over the last year. Healthcare, housing, and education. And that is frustrating a lot of folks in Chicago's black communities who say those are the same resources that they have been needing and asking for years.
Texas's razor wire is still here inside of Shelby Park. It remains untouched. However, the Biden administration has now warned Texas it has until tomorrow to allow Biden's border agents back into Shelby Park and the ability to remove Texas's razor wire as it sees fit.
The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Let me read that again. Let's take that from the top. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. That's the U.S. Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, that was signed and ratified by all of the states. It was sworn to be upheld by the President of the United States and every single one of our federal officials. So when a sitting commander-in-chief finds himself in the midst of an invasion of the southern border states, and when the southern border states themselves declare legally a state of emergency over that invasion, and then that same commander-in-chief decides to take the side of the invaders. Is there a word for that? Is there a term that we could think of that perhaps, I don't know, sums up that type of activity? Taking the side of invaders against your own nation? Taking the side of invaders against your land, your soil, your people? That's treason. It's very simple. But we've got a Mexican standoff now at the southern border, because the governor of Texas has said that he's going to fight back. The Supreme Court came in, and this is key. The Supreme Court said that if Border Patrol needs to get through any of this Constantina wire that's down there, that they can do so. But they didn't say that Texas has to stop putting the wire there and the border barriers and the Texas National Guard. So here's what I'm going to say. We've got a lot of action to do, folks. We've got the Biden administration right where we want them. The optics of this would look terrible if he tried to federalize the Texas Guard or if he tried to send down national troops or something. He wouldn't do that. That's insane. So call your legislators, call your governors, have them stand with Texas, make sure they're standing with Texas. I want to do care packages to the Texas National Guardsmen who are down there. Maybe we can even get MyPillow care packages down to them, to their families. Folks, we have them right where we want them. Don't tip over the edge. I don't want to see any Fed posting out there, okay? No Fed posting. Everyone get that? Nobody is Fed posting. We are going to be focused, steely-eyed. We're going to win this election, and Texas and the border states fighting back is how we're going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best ways that you can support us here at Human Events and the work that we do is subscribing to us on our Rumble channel. Make sure you're subscribed. You hit the notifications so you'll never miss a clip. You'll never miss a new live episode, and we're putting them out every single day of the week.
I rolled with Bloods, and them boys had a saying. You can't be listening to all that slappy whack, trimatazole, it's a bam ship, nippy bam bam, like Human Events with Jack Posobiec.
Jack Posobiec back live, Human Events Daily. Folks, for 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, I mean it. They're the only one. Glenn and the team over there have been great supporters of Human Events Daily, and that's why I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. So keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/POSO and get free activation when you use promo code POSO. Join me, make the switch today, patriotmobile.com/POSO. That's patriotmobile.com/POSO. So I see a lot of people. I see a whole lot of people out there. They're trying to take the bait. They want to take all the bait because the Democrats are baiting you right now. The feds are baiting you right now. They're saying the left is desperate for another insurrection narrative. They want to validate their MAGA is public enemy number one angle. It's actually their only angle. MAGA extremists, Biden talks about it all the time. So when we put up those maps and we talk about the states that are supporting Texas, et cetera, that's not about a civil war. That's about the election. That's about which states we are targeting that we want to flip and which states that we want to maintain and hold. So when I say stand up for the border, what I'm saying is right now, I'm from Pennsylvania and I stand with Texas. That means I'm going to be up there. I'm going to get in the streets to curate ballots. I'm going to knock on doors. We're going to do Scott Pressler work. We're going to do the work. We are not the libs, okay? Don't give them an in. But I want to bring on Mike Benz here from the Foundation for Freedom Online because, Mike, this idea of people running around, and I see these posts, I'm sure you've seen these posts, oh, we've got to defy the government, we've got to defy the courts, we've got to defy the feds, we're going to fight back. This is exactly the type of stuff that we've seen in so many documents from the federal agencies and their partners related to essentially what gets you on a watch list.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the beautiful thing about what's shaping up right now is you identified the Biden administration is in a real bind right now because even their core constituents, like people living in New York, let alone Martha's Vineyard, are absolutely terrified of what's happening with the migrant crisis. You see New York City schools being evacuated because of how bad it is. The optics of them going in and defying the will of Texas here are awful. And the other thing that's really great about what's happening right now is the coalition congealment process. Right now, you have Greg Abbott in Texas making a very strong stand in defiance of this Supreme Court order. You have the Louisiana State Attorney General, Jeff Landry, having Louisiana stand by the state of Texas. So, you know, it's things are don't walk into the mousetrap. I know that the cheese of, you know, red-blooded patriotism is always a very tasty one. And this is not the time and place for that, though. There is a state process being followed right now, and it's perhaps more important than the other aspects of defying tyranny to have state level solidarity, to have all these states coming together and really unifying on the basis of it while the Democrat coalition is splintering. So be the best keyboard warrior you can be. We don't need warriors in the streets right now.
Well, look, I keep saying this. They want to validate their MAGA extremism narrative, because you have to, when you talk about the psyops, the gaslighting, you have to look at what they're putting out, and then you can consider or perhaps reverse engineer your actions and your rhetoric from that. From time to time, it doesn't always mean that you should do everything based off of this, but when there are times that are obviously set up to trap you, then yes, you do not want to walk into those. So when I say action, I say, we call your governors, call your congressmen. We're going to have President Trump's press secretary on here later today. We're going to talk about it. And the main thing that I would also even say, care packages, right? My brother said this, Kevin Posobiec, you know, let's get care packages for the Texas Guardsmen. How about MyPillow care packages for them or for their families if they've got kids while they're down there deployed? You know, some basic stuff to take care of the men and women that are on there actually fighting this invasion. It's very simple. Because in narrative structure, if this stays about invasion, we win. But if they take this and this turns into civil war, if this turns into insurrection, domestic extremism, that's exactly what they want, because it will be used to justify further and more crackdowns. And no, I don't just mean if you're physically going down there. I mean if you're literally just talking about it. And that's exactly what your organization has been fighting all along.
Yeah, you know, we focus on basically, you know, federal government malfeasance, both in the censorship space and in digital and in civil liberties. But you know, you have a situation right here where you have about seven different federal agencies who were born for the moment that citizens might engage in the kind of defiance that's being talked about online right now. You got the FBI, you got the DHS, you have U.S. Army counterintelligence, and about six or seven others that will hear the clink of you hitting the
silver bracelets
in a meeting, even talking about this. That's exactly right. So there is no need for that level of activation. And I should say that these sorts of events are fishing expeditions for feds. This is so a great example is as a precursor to the January 6th feds erection. Obviously, there was the Gretchen Whitmer fed napping. But before that, you had these events like the Bundy Ranch standoff and the Malheur National Wildlife Reserve. It came out that there were 28 people occupying the Malheur National Reserve with the Oath Keepers there. 16 of those 28 people, it later came out, were either federal informants or federal agents. So, you know, you may think if you go down there that you're with your brothers in arms, you're actually just with an alphabet soup of feds looking for one stray word, you may say, or one text message where they can nail you on. It's just not necessary right now with all the momentum. And, you know, I highly advise against it.
Right. And I get this, right? I get the outrage. I get the energy. Look, the country is actually physically being invaded, right? We can all see this. It's very clear. Even Biden, when in a, you know, I love when they ask him questions, you know, kind of on the sidelines of these events, and he just gives a straight answer. Is the border secure? No, of course it's not. And he just says it, you know, and all of the White House talking points just get, you know, thrown out the window. Karine Jean-Pierre's hair's like standing on end in you know, 360 directions. And this idea that, you know, that he doesn't understand what he's doing is clear. But if we keep the Delta, again, on the invasion, on the border, this is why I threw out over here, why not call for impeachment over this? It's very simple. The United States Constitution, it's right there. It's block letters. Okay. Article 4, Section 4, the United States government will defend the states from invasion. There you go. Okay. You don't need any other, you don't need anything else beyond that. And I'm not just saying Mayorkas. I'm not just saying, oh, the Hunter Biden stuff. No, no, no. No more games. No more theater to the House GOP. And here's another piece of this, by the way. And people say, well, why would we even do that, Jack? Because the Senate would never do that. Did that stop the Democrats when they did it to Donald Trump? No, of course not. And why do they do it? Because it puts the administration into vapor lock. It completely locks down all of their steps. It locks down what they're doing. It stymies them on the world stage, on the blob. It stymies the blob on the foreign policy stage, because every partnership deal they try to make, they'll turn around and say, well, your guy's getting kicked out of office. So again, it's incredible leverage. And it's amazing to me that the House Republicans just don't seem to understand it. Mike, when we look at this, though, if this does turn into something where, God forbid, people go down there, if people try to like storm federal positions or something like they're talking about, I mean, things get bad really fast, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would be walking right into the mousetrap again. You know, this is the issue is they have been breathlessly hyperventilating about the threat of not just domestic extremism, but open defiance of the federal government. And, you know, there's a fundamental asymmetry here we always need to be mindful of. If they were doing, if you had a freedom convoy from Canada coming up from the northern border and a bunch of climate core people and shutdown DC people and Antifa people and Black Lives Matter people all camped out in the northern states to stop the invasion of based Canadians into the northern border, they could do that because they have something called the Justice Department on their side. They are protected. There is two sets of laws in this country. And we do need to recognize that until we have the power to be able to make things right and even-handed in this country in terms of the application of the law, the laws that protect that them organizing or defending a position or defying the feds are not available to us. We are the persecuted class in that way, and the way out of this
right,
not through, you know, you have to recognize that fundamental reality. You know, if you can't just hope that jumping off an 11-story building won't hurt you, actually, you want it really bad.
We actually have a story up at Post Millennial that I was working on this morning where I think 50 members of BLM and Antifa from the Seattle riots and Chaz and everything in the summer of love in 2020 have just settled a lawsuit where the city of Seattle is paying them $10 million in a settlement for police tactics used during the summer of love. So just understand the playing field, folks. Okay, understand. This is what happens when you commit actual violent domestic, literal insurrection, by the way, in Chaz. That was an actual insurrection. They took over several areas of a city. I was there. We did a whole documentary about it. Everyone can go watch the Antifa movie. But the idea is they're going to get paid even for that on the back end, but not us. No, 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 no. So just understand the playing field. Mike Benz, we've got a break coming up right now. When we come back, I want to touch on this some more and then really get into this network and constellation of funding sources that is propelling Nikki Haley against Donald Trump, because I think it matches up with what you've talked about.
You know, you talk about influencers. These are influencers, and they're friends of mine. Jack Posobiec. Where's Jack? Jack? He's done a great job.
Jack, so back live, Human Events Daily. Folks, here's something you need to understand. 60% of U.S. pork production comes from a single company, and that company is owned by the Chinese. Their hogs are given something called ractopamine, which is banned in 160 countries, including China, by the way. Yet you can find it in your grocery aisle every day. You know, there's a better way. And it's brought to you right here today by our Human Events Daily sponsor, Moinkbox. Moinkbox delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. You choose the meat delivered in every box, like ribeyes, chicken breasts, pork chops, salmon fillets, and the best bacon. Plus, you can cancel it any time. Look, when Tanya Tay gets a box of this in, we actually just got one last week. I'm working my way through this thing. I get home, I am like a wildebeest when I see this thing. I just tear it open. She says, no, I have to cook. I said, no, I want to eat it raw. All right, join the Moink movement today and keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/poso right now. And the Human Events Daily audience will get 2 free steaks in your first box. It's the best steak you will ever taste, but for a limited time. Spelled moinkbox.com/poso. That's moinkbox.com/poso. Mike Benz, I got to ask you another question, because you came on here and you have been telling this crazy story. It's just totally, you know, as you do, you know, hair on fire, all your hair, you know, that's what happened. Obviously, it was obviously on fire and, you know, went away. Something happened to it. And about the Yankee,
it's like a rainforest, it'll grow back.
Alliance. Yeah. It was a rainforest. I've seen those old.
Yeah,
those,
you know, like videos. It's like a lightning bolt hit it. It's healthier this way.
Exactly. That's right. That's how you got so smart. And but this big money alliance that's come up to defy Trump. Look, I've been getting sources. I've been getting phone calls, late night text messages, signal chats, hitting me up like crazy, saying, "Hey, man. All that money that you guys have been talking about, that's lined up behind Nikki right now. And none of this is about her actually winning the nomination. It's about, number one, weakening Trump for the general, or number two, maybe getting her, you know, sort of latched into the Trump ticket as his vice presidential pick. And you can turn on a certain other conservative-leaning network, and you will hear all of the hosts talking about that very thing. What's going on with this Nikki Haley sabotage operation?
Yeah, so Nikki Haley is really the paradigm of the so-called Yankee Cowboy Alliance, this New York City, London, Democrat, liberal, big finance alliance, and this sort of military, energy, agriculture, chamber of commerce, corporate Republican power wing. These two factions were at war with each other for most of the 20th century. And then they're always competing for the senior and junior position within the blob of Washington. And then along came Donald Trump down the golden elevator in 2016 and knocked out both the Bush and the Clinton dynasty, knocked out both the Cowboys and the Yankees. And these two power factions have now had to bind together to try to create essentially a Supersaurus, a kind of super Zord Power Ranger structure, putting past old rivalries behind them to try to join forces to take on Trumpism. And Nikki Haley is kind of she's the Haley Zord. You know, she's been basically foisted together out of a combination of Koch brothers cowboy money and Reid Hoffman, Jamie Dimon Yankee money to create this Frankensteinian alt-Republican blob manifestation. Now, the reason that she's staying in the race, I think there's a lot of competing theories, all with wildly divergent predictions. But, you know, one of them is, listen, this is the best press you can buy for a dollar at any moment in history if you are in opposition to Trump, Republican competing, not just for necessarily 2024, but for who takes the mantle of Trumpism after Trump, or the Republican Party after Trump. It may be the case, for example, no matter what, this is basically Trump's last swing up to bat. Whether he wins or loses, at any rate, there will be a battle for the baton. There will be a sort of crisis of emerging leadership. And the biggest stars starting out that race are going to have a big advantage. And so I've called this the Dylan Danis strategy. You know, Dylan Danis was this jujitsu guy who fought against Logan Paul and didn't know how to box, even though it was a boxing match. But, you know, he talked a lot of poo, shall we say, on Twitter and Instagram for about 8 months leading up to the fight, and ended up growing his Instagram following from about 50,000 to over 1 million just by staying in the limelight and constantly slinging arrows. You have Nikki Haley's profile has never been more consuming of mainstream news, and as she's accruing coalition allies along the way, you now have a donor bank she can return to for 10 years after this, and she's a media darling on MSNBC because she is the last woman standing, so to speak, against Trumpism. So whether she stays in for several months because of that, or whether she drops out next week because of a tactical decision, is really hard to pierce through right now. But that is what she represents.
And so this, it's multi-vector, and I really appreciate your analysis there, because it, you're right, it isn't just about this election. So it's about this election in the sense that this certainly helps to weaken Trump for the general. So it keeps him, it forces him to keep spending money in these states. It forces him to have to compete in multiple states, where most, you know, most political analysts are looking at this going, wait a minute, it seems like this thing is done. She doesn't have any path forward. The math isn't there. The arithmetic for the delegates, you know. There's not even like Jeff Rowe and his magic math can make this work for her to get on that stage in Milwaukee. But it doesn't matter, because if your goal is to force him to have to fight through all these states, continue to use his money, time, and resources, then you can achieve that through Nikki Haley. And you had a former Democrat advisor for Joe Biden up on MSNBC just yesterday talking about that, saying this is great. So Democrats are absolutely, and we saw the crossover in New Hampshire just on Tuesday night, that they were coming over registering independents so they could go and vote for her. Then it sets up a larger proxy war for the future. And, you know, I'm just going to be honest, and I'll say it, that it seemed for a long time like Ron DeSantis was going to be sort of the heir apparent of MAGA. I don't know if he's the heir apparent anymore. And so because he's not, because now there's a vacuum for that position, you know, the crown prince of MAGA has no longer, the seat is vacant. You know, maybe Don Jr., I guess, would be the, you know, the other name that I could think of. But the question is then, does that give more credence to the idea that Nikki Haley could potentially sweep in and then build herself up for a 2028 role?
That's exactly right. You know, I mean, just like you said, they're inflating, they're doing an inflate a Haley thing right now, where there is this power vacuum that they're anticipating as when Trump ultimately wanes, and then there will be the future of the Republican Party, which is half of this story anyway, because they're concerned about the speaker fights. They're concerned about Republicans continuing to pay tribute to Ukraine and other colonies and other sort of globalist uniparty interests. And so there is this party, there's this struggle for the future of the Republican Party. We know this because even in their color revolution planning documents from 2020, from the Transition Integrity Project, the final appendix was on Trumpism after Trump, which was, well, even if we defeat him in November 2020, he will still loom large. He will still consume the soul of the Republican Party. So we need a long-term plan to be able to put the Republican Party back in the box, back in the traditional sort of Yankee cowboy struggle where everybody at least gets paid. And so, you know, and also even within Trumpism, you know, who would have thought with Trump running on being against the Iraq war and militarism that Trump would be appointing a national security advisor in the form of John Bolton, as he did for about 6 months during his presidency. Now, that was a donor favor, but the fact that it happened shows the sort of real politique of Washington, that when you do have these blob beloved figures, personnel picks are favors to secure favors in kind. And Trump will need favors in kind from the establishment Republicanism. Yeah, should he win the White House, you know, just as he needed them.
Speaking of the establishment, the sort of the old players, the established figures versus new players, someone that I know that you've tweeted about, and Malcolm Flex sends a message in. He's watching. He said, don't forget Vivek for the crown prince of MAGA. He's making a strong play for it, a very strong play. 2 minutes left. Where do you see his role? Because, of course, Tim Scott is much more in line in terms of foreign policy with Nikki Haley, Lindsey Graham. They're all from the same state, obviously, huge defense base in South Carolina. But Vivek has just emerged as this total wild card.
Wild card is exactly right. You know, I mean, what we're seeing with Vivek here is a once in a generation talent when it comes to linguistic fluidity and, I don't want to say, you know, and rhetorical communication power. I mean, this guy just went on The Breakfast Club and basically gave Charlemagne what's what, you know. And this guy, you could throw him in a shark tank and he'll be persuading sharks to vote against climate change bills. I mean, the guy is a genuine phenom at that. The unanswered question about Vivek is, when he is entrusted with power, will he be as faithful in action as he is in words? I think at this point he has earned the right earned the right to prove himself with responsibility when it comes to government. The thing about DeSantis is he did actually he's not very good with words, but he put his money where his mouth was when it came to the Disney fight. He put his money where his mouth was when it came to the DEI fight, and when it came to taking on, he's best in class on COVID and all these other things that nobody else had the gumption to actually sacrifice political capital. So the question right now for Vivek is, what can he do to earn that missing trust, whether that's a cabinet secretary position,
yes,
or whether that's, I mean, he needs to be tested at this point. He's earned the right to be tested, as I see it. It's just a question of what Trump decides.
Yeah, and in pro wrestling, they say, who did you ever beat? Mike Benz, where can people follow you?
You can find me on X/Twitter at Mike Benz Cyber. It's the best place. Also, my foundation's website is foundationfreedomonline.com.
All right, Caroline Leavitt, the National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign, joins us next.
Where's Jack? Where is he? Jack, I want to see you. Great job, Jack. Thank you. What a job you do. You know, we have an incredible thing. We're always talking about the fake news and the bad, but we have guys, and these are the guys who should be getting Pulitzers.
All right, Jack Posobiec Podcast Live, Human Events Daily. We're about to be joined here with Caroline Leavitt, the National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign. But very first, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody, and the next thing you know, you're getting ads for products that match exactly what you were talking about? You see, between the big government, tech, the corporate America, criminals, and your privacy is constantly being compromised 24/7. This is on top of the side effects of radiation that cell phone corporations swear is completely safe, and the brain-numbing effects of social media. I mean, believe me, I'm never on social media. Detox from your phone today with Silent. Silent is a light and portable Faraday sleeve for your mobile device that protects your privacy, security, and health. It's patented Silent Pocket Faraday technology blocks harmful radiation and all wireless signals, giving you peace of mind that your personal data never ends up in the wrong hands. Go silent today at slnt.com/poso. Use promo code POSO and save 15% plus free shipping on qualifying orders. Look, folks, I'm in the spotlight. We challenge the government. We challenge the Klaus Schwabs. We challenge big corporate interests. And this is on top of the left, Antifa, BLM, all of it. I have protect my privacy at all times, and I'm so thankful that Silent was created. So go to slnt.com/poso. Again, for all patriots, go to slnt.com/poso. Use promo code POSO to save 15% plus free shipping on qualifying orders. Very excited now to bring back to the show, to hear on Human Events Daily, Caroline Leavitt, the National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign 2024. How are you today?
Hey, Jack, I am doing great. Thanks so much for having me again. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I've got to get you to weigh in, of course, because Texas is really the biggest piece of the news. People are looking at this. We're calling it a Mexican standoff on the border between the Greg Abbott and the Texas National Guard, the Biden administration, Supreme Court coming in and saying they can continue cutting down the razor wire. I've got to get the campaign's statement on this.
Well, first of all, Jack, let's just take a step back and think about how tragic it is that Texas is having to deal with this nightmare of an illegal invasion on our United States southern border. Joe Biden was handed the most secure border in American history by President Trump. Don't take that from me. Take it from the longtime director of ICE, Tom Homan, who said that no one did more to secure the United States border than Donald Trump. We had Remain in Mexico. We had effective migrant deterrent policies. Of course, we had President Trump ended catch and release in American cities. He ended amnesty, and he built nearly 500 miles of border wall. Joe Biden, with the swipe of a pen on day one, made it very clear that his administration was doing away with all of those policies. Now we've had an invasion of nearly 10 million illegal people that we know about. I would beg that it's much, much more than that. They are being flown around on the American taxpayer dimes to every single corner of this country. Every state is a border state, not just Texas. That's why it's great to see so many Republican governors stepping forward and saying that they stand with Texas and against Joe Biden's unconstitutional invasion of this country. And they need to do what they need to do to secure the border, because it's very clear, Jack, that Joe Biden doesn't want to secure the border. This is a purposeful invasion so they can implement an entire new voting block here in the United States of America for more power and control. That's what this is about at the end of the day.
Now, when we look at this situation, and people have said that it certainly has the tension could grow over here, because, you know, people are saying that now with the Supreme Court getting involved, this does become a states versus federal government thing. And so for the president, for the campaign, do they side more with Biden on this one or with Governor Abbott?
We side with the great Republican governors, Governor Abbott, and all of the others who have signed up to ensure that they have the right to protect their states and protect American citizens and American lives. This is the greatest dereliction of duty by any president that we've ever seen, what Joe Biden has allowed to occur at this border. And the great governors of all of these states need to do what they have to do to protect their citizens.
Do you know, and of course, you know, you may not know, but if you're not privy to it, but do you know if President Trump has spoken with Governor Abbott through the course of this?
I am not privy to that conversation. I have not heard that. But absolutely, we stand with the governors across this country who need to protect this border from Joe Biden's illegal invasion.
Oh, absolutely. And so when we look at the border itself as a situation, in terms of what the campaign is running, obviously immigration, illegal immigration, the criminality, fentanyl, these are all themes that have been playing out and the campaign has highlighted. Are you seeing anything in internal polling or just in anecdotes as you travel around that it seems like these issues are rising to the level of dominance the way they are on the airwaves?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought it up, Jack, because the economy and immigration are the top two issues for the American public. And in many states across this country, including battleground states, immigration is actually at the top of the list. And that is because the American people are seeing the very real consequences that Biden's border invasion is having on their own communities. They're seeing mass influxes of illegal people taking over their community centers. In the case of New York City, you had American students who are already incredibly behind in reading, writing, and math in their academics because of blue state governors who shut down our cities and communities and schools during COVID-19, being forced to learn remotely once again to make room for illegal immigrants in their school's cafeteria. That is what you get when you have a president and Democrat officials who put America last at every single turn. And so there is no one tougher on the border and on the issue of immigration than Donald Trump. Voters trust him to lead on that, the polls indicated. And also anecdotally, when you go out into the heartland, great states like Iowa and New Hampshire, for example, where President Trump just had two dominating victories, people say they trust Donald Trump to secure the border because he did it before and he will do it again. And his plan to clean up this country after Joe Biden's mess that he's brought us into is far stronger than Nikki Haley. If you want to get into that, he has promised to launch a mass deportation operation of every single illegal person that has crossed the border over the past few years. Of course, starting with the criminals and terrorists, many of whom we know are on United States terror watch list. And so we need President Trump again to secure the border and this illegal invasion. Voters trust him to do it. And it will be top of mind heading into the general election in November. And that's why he's the best choice we have to defeat Joe Biden.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because when I hear Nikki Haley speak, she, you know, when she talks about the border, she seems like she's much more interested in the borders of countries that are nowhere near the United States, ones that are thousands of miles away and, you know, causes that are certainly compelling, but certainly not ones that directly affect our border. Isn't that right?
That is exactly right. Nikki Haley is another America Last politician. Her campaign is funded by the same Democrat donors who are funding Joe Biden's campaign right now and support Joe Biden's administration's plan to open up our border, that support his plan to send billions of dollars to Ukraine. And so she's funded by those same people. Her campaign is run by Democrat staffers, former Democrat lobbyists, and they are making a very vocal and concerted effort to target Democrat donors. And her record on the issue of immigration cannot be trusted. She opposed President Trump's border wall in 2016, saying, quote, walls don't work. She said that illegal immigrants should not be referred to as criminals. They are criminals, and not only should they be referred to as such, but they should also be treated as such and deported. Donald Trump will do it. Nikki Haley can. She is weak on the issue. And during this time, again, when we need a president who will secure the border, end this invasion, and take that step to deport all those who have broken our country's laws and are mooching off of our United States government and system, we need someone who will do that. Donald Trump will. Nikki Haley will not.
Well, Carolyn, we just, and right before you came on, we were talking about this very peculiar, very strange phenomenon that's going on that that you just outlined, that so many of these donors, these mega donors that we find on the left, from Wall Street, from these people that have been fully involved and invested in Joe Biden and left-wing campaigns are now all flocking to Nikki Haley.
Yes, they most certainly are. They've been supporting her for a long time, Jack, but as they saw her kind of get some more spotlight as Ron DeSantis' campaign ultimately did fail, they have realized that Nikki Haley is the best vessel for the Never Trump establishment movement, the movement that wants to engage in endless wars and send American citizens over to die in war far away, the movement that wants to have an administrative state that spies on the American public at church or at school board meetings, that censors and silences anyone that they don't agree with, and that also sends billions of dollars, as you mentioned earlier, to secure the borders of foreign nations without securing our
borders. It's so strange mm-hmm. to see people that are totally against Republicans and conservatives backing Nikki Haley. Quick break. We'll be right back with Karen Levin.
I'm always listening to Human Events with Jack Posobiec.
All right, Jack Posobiec back live. I would be remiss if I didn't mention this, but breaking news just as the show was getting going today. A guy who was here on the program, also a good friend of the show, good friend of, he's a member of the family, Dr. Peter Navarro, sentenced to 4 months by the Department, or not by the Department of Justice, but in this case, involving the January 6th committee. He has been sentenced by a D.C. judge for this. I'm sure he will be appealing, and we'll get him on as soon as we can to follow up with this. I'll speak with him as soon as I can. He might be on War Room later tonight. We will see. Of course, the news is just breaking 4 months. The same 4 months, by the way, that Steve Bannon was sentenced to for the exact same conviction on this idea of contempt when they claimed, obviously, executive privilege over the January 6th conversation. So, Caroline Levitt, we continue our conversation and really our investigation, I think, into these Nikki Haley donors. And I would be remiss if I didn't ask about this Truth Social that came out from President Trump's account yesterday, saying that essentially that from this moment on, that anyone who donates to her is barred from MAGA. So he's looking at these donors as well, isn't he?
Yes, of course he is. And it's very important that we are, because you have to follow the money with these politicians, and those that they are funded and fueled by is usually how they will govern when they are elected. And Nikki Haley is funded by Democrat donors, some of the very same donors, Jack, that fund Joe Biden's campaign. And even worse than that, are funding the lawsuits and the political persecutions and witch hunts against the former president, Reid Hoffman. One of the people that is funding the E.G. Carroll lawsuit that we see going on today. Donald Trump is in a courthouse today fighting that sham lawsuit. And that same person that's helping to fund it is funding Nikki Haley's campaign. So that tells you everything you need to know about Nikki Haley. Not only is she fueled by Democrat donors, but she is actively targeting and make a concerted effort to appeal to Democrat voters. That is why she cannot be trusted to lead on the issues that matter. And it's why it's so important that great patriots and Republicans in the state of South Carolina send another very strong message: get out and vote for Donald Trump, just like you did in Iowa and New Hampshire, to make it clear to these Never Trump rhinos and Democrat donors that we don't want their chosen candidate. We want President Trump.
So I posted some reporting last night that I got from a source, essentially, that this has been specifically their strategy and will continue to be their strategy, that they're mapping out every single open state or open system primary that comes up throughout the schedule, throughout the entire calendar coming forward, going through, say, and then targeting with ads, targeting with text message, micro-targeting these universes of people that they think are would be willing to switch from Democrat to independent or potentially are an independent who is, you know, I guess you would say Democrat-leaning or Democrat, you know, left-leaning independent, liberal independent, to come out and vote for Nikki Haley because they know they can do this, number one, to stymie the operations or stymie the momentum of President Trump, weaken him for the general. It's not actually about winning. It's actually about drawing the fight out.
Yes, but it won't work and it won't weaken President Trump. They tried to do it in New Hampshire and it didn't work at all. Nearly 70% of the people that voted for Nikki Haley in New Hampshire were unaffiliated voters. Many thousands of them were formerly registered Democrat voters that switched their party affiliation just in time for the primary so that they could purposely vote for Nikki Haley. Only 29% of the people that voted for her in New Hampshire were actual registered Republicans. Now they are being very vocal about trying to, and she still, by the way, Jack, lost by double digits. The voter turnout yes. on the other side was high, but President Trump's was higher. He actually made history breaking the most votes of any presidential candidate from either side of the aisle in presidential primary history. And so it just shows you that their strategy will not work, but they're continuing to lean into it going into South Carolina. One of Nikki Haley's top surrogates, Governor Chris Sununu, who was just embarrassed in his own home state of New Hampshire with her defeat, was on television this morning saying that it's great for Nikki Haley that South Carolina's primary is even more open than New Hampshire, so more Democrats can go to the polls and vote for her. This is their strategy. They are open and vocal about it. They know they don't appeal to the base because Nikki Haley is more of a liberal than she is a conservative. So they're actively targeting and appealing those Democrat voters. That is not a practical pathway to the Republican nomination. Nikki Haley has never had one. She never will. It's beyond time for her to drop out. And hopefully she will come to her senses soon. Doesn't look like she will. So we'll continue to fight her tooth and nail. And again, that's why it's so important that every grassroots patriot out there gets out and votes, as you did in Iowa, as you did in New Hampshire. Just keep on voting. We will keep on winning and we will prevail all the way through November.
So the president's strategy going forward, we've got Nevada. We actually have Nevada next. Even if you listen to Nikki Haley, she doesn't even mention it. She really wants everyone to focus, on this South Carolina race because it is the next one she's competitive in. But if I understand correctly, it doesn't seem like she's doing as well in her home state as most people would normally expect.
No, absolutely not. She's being demolished in the polls. President Trump has nearly every single state elected official endorsement. He is endorsed by the sitting governor, endorsed by both United States senators from South Carolina, and he's endorsed by the people. The polls show it. They trust him to lead on the issues that matter: immigration, the economy, restoring peace around this world. They don't trust Nikki Haley, and they shouldn't, because she was governor of South Carolina. She pledged to raise the sales tax, or she promised not to raise the sales tax, and then she did. She pledged she would never raise the gas tax, and then ultimately she supported a raising of the gas tax. Then she went back on her website and scrubbed her original opposition to it, and she also sold out South Carolina's farmland to the CCP. The CCP doubled their investment in South Carolina when Nikki Haley was governor. That only happens when you have a governor who is puts China first and America last. The CCP knows it, and they would treat her the same way if she were ever to get close to the White House.
And just imagine what somebody would do with that if given actual global power, given the power of the Oval Office, given the power of the desk. And, you know, people don't usually, I haven't actually heard anyone say this before, but she's asking to be America's first female president. And no, I just don't think Nikki Haley is the person that we want in that position. Karen Levitt, where can people go to follow you directly? And if they want to get more involved with the campaign, how do they sign up?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to my personal X or Truth Social at K Levitt, LEAVITTNH, and go follow our campaign accounts, Team Trump and Team Trump War Room. Thanks so much, Jack. We appreciate you and your audience so very much.
All right. God bless and good luck to you. Thank you as well for telling us that the president's campaign stands with Texas, stands with Greg Abbott. You know, what can I say? I roll with Greg. I roll with Greg Abbott. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is about taking our country back. It starts in Texas, and it's going to sweep to every single one of the 50 states of this great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you have my permission. Okay, sure.